What? Yeah, I am. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, and we're talking about some fun things that happened while I was gone. And it's time to why don't you cash me up? Cash me outside, cash me up front, cash me right now, cash me up on all the Gablemans and the Vosses and the what is going on, because my goodness.
Well, yeah, Brian. So to kick off last week, we had a new contender enter the ring for the Republican gubernatorial primary. Tim Michaels, conservative businessman here in the state of Wisconsin. And we're going to get a little bit more into Tim Michaels' candidacy in this next segment. But that's how the week started off. We got another Republican entering the primary for governor here in the state of Wisconsin last week to start off the week.
Things that were needed.
The last thing that I think Rebecca Clayfish wanted, honestly. He was an advisor on her campaign, Brian.
He left her
campaign and was like, nah, I'm going to run.
That's not good.
That's not good.
I didn't know that. That's bad.
He was consulting for her campaign, and then he launched his own bid for governor.
Oh, now that I've seen that, this is real easy to win. I know all the things. That's great.
I could do this is essentially what went through his mind.
I can't say that people that I know didn't do that the last time the gubernatorial primary was on the Democratic side. Let's just say that a large field actually produced the guy that brought people together and decided that it was time to go and beat Walker.
Yeah,
right?
And so that was Monday. Official announcement
for
Michaels.
So I like more people in the primary. That's all.
Yes, I'm not opposed to a wide primary, but I think some of the candidates are a little maybe didn't take it with open arms. They weren't too thrilled or over the moon about the news.
I didn't know he worked on the campaign.
Yeah. So that was Monday. Tuesday, we found out that the day that Gableman was supposed to be packing up shop and putting away all of his printers and notepads with scribbles of how many miles.
Maybe notepad.
True. I don't know if there's actually any printers in that office. But he
I
was
bet
supposed
you there
to be
are, and they
up.
Just couldn't hook them up. And I got to tell you, I've hooked up several printers. They're the bane of everybody's existence.
Yeah, printers are kind of,
I can't really blame them on the printers.
Yeah, but they could go to Kinko's or something. There's other ways to print the official documents.
They could try it all. Not delete emails. Anyway.
So that was supposed to happen on Tuesday, but Voss put out a statement on Tuesday saying Gableman's review was going to continue. He did not have to pack up. And that came after Monday comments from the former guy saying that he would support any primary challengers to any Republican in name only or Rhino that was not supporting the continuation of said investigation. So Tuesday, we find out we're going beyond that. Wednesday, Brian, poll numbers come out from the Marquette University Law School. Our friend Charles Franklin over pollster extraordinaire at the Marquette Law School. He put out some numbers, so gave a nice snapshot of where Wisconsinites feel on a number of issues as well as the campaigns. And so I'm not going to take the Republican gubernatorial primary polling numbers that key anymore. I don't think they're that helpful because there is a new contender. Tim Michaels entered the race last week, and those numbers were taken before Michaels entered the race. And so that happened on Wednesday. And then over the weekends, you've got Gableman now going to campaign events, Brian, with the individual that is primary challenging Robin Voss, who extended his review earlier in the week.
Wait. Hey, man. You know how you're getting like 11 grand a month because, like I said, you could? Yeah. You can do that more. Awesome. I'm going to crap on you this weekend. Great.
And maybe this is a retribution for the fact that Voss said that Gableman would be taking a pay cut. Maybe Gableman's not too thrilled that he's no longer making $11,000 a month.
Yeah, well, it's not as much as I was getting before, so you're going to get yelled at.
Right. So Gableman is appearing with political events on Saturday. He appeared on stage with the Republican speaker's most vocal critics.
Dozens of people
making their presence known, just like those folks outside of Disney. And so
there were more people than at Disney, at least.
True. But thorn in the side for DeSantis or for Disney down there and then thorn in the side for Voss up here because
Voss or us? I thought he was coming after the Democrats, but no, this is Voss.
I think both. They're Can just it be going both? After everybody. Like
we're fighting the good fight or a fight. We're fighting fight.
We're fighting anyone. Fighting. Anybody that comes we're up and fighting. Talks to me, we're fighting.
Look, I don't have to legislate if I'm fighting something because then it's a wartime and I don't have to do anything.
This essentially just and it poses a question, Brian. It is it that Gableman truly just does not like know like he's just doing this and he's just trying to create as much chaos as possible, or is he just being an opportunist and just says yes to like everything?
All right, well, yeah, that's a good thing or a good question because it all comes down to how do you think he felt about it when he said, "I'm not entirely sure how elections work." Now, do you think he's saying that with contempt for people in that nobody knows how elections work? And so if he says he doesn't know and nobody pays attention, like my point is, if anybody actually paid attention to the person who's investigating the election saying, "I don't know how the investigations work," either he's too dumb to know that that's a bad thing to say, or he has such contempt for the people that he's serving or the people out there. It was a test fire to go and see if anyone actually cared. Because since nobody actually cared afterwards, he was like Jurassic Park. See, I'm just yelling it out loud. No one cares. See, no one cares. See, no yeah. one cares. So either it's something he's doing on purpose to go and say, "I think you guys are stupid," or he is just that dumb and bad that he is a true believer and thinks that saying that he doesn't know how elections are run or works at all is a good thing.
And honestly, he's very good at blurring those lines, Brian, because I have no idea which one of those two it is. I cannot tell you which one of those two options it is.
Because no, I couldn't.
Gableman is literally, he's going out and demanding this review, quote-unquote review, be extended. And then in this same week, matter of days later, going and doing political events with the individual that is primarying, the only person that has the authority to extend his review beyond its dates.
Yeah.
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That over there is Brian. Taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. Got a number of other headlines. Like I said, Tim Michaels, new contender in the race, and we got a little bit of an update about him as well. We'll be right back.
I can't believe he worked on the campaign.
When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.